The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Extent to which a loiva, a borrower, has to pay back his malvin. The Mechaber, at the beginning of Simen Sadei Zayin, discusses the problem of how a malva, someone who's lent money, has to deal with loiva, a borrower who claims to be, of insufficient funds, doesn't have the money available to repay a choyv. He says, Osir lingois es haloive. If the malva sees, a lender sees, he's lent money to a person, and the person seems doesn't have the capability of paying back, then you can't nudger him, you can't bother him, lifroya, to pay, kshiyodea she'engloi, if you know he doesn't have the money. Says the Mechaber weiter, vafilu laharois loi osir, and even to appear before him, conveniently arranged to pass him in the street, meet him in the store, sit next to him in shul. That's osir. Laharis law is osir. Why? Because the lawyer feels very downtrodden. He feels humiliated when he has to face his lender. And he doesn't have within his hand the money to pay back the chayv. He feels terrible. Making someone feel terrible because he cannot pay a chayv, Zog the Torah says, that's allowed, the Raisa lo yigois, don't make him feel bad. Nonetheless, the Mechaber does continue, Osir, the loiva lichbo yishmom and chaveiroi. Obviously, the loiva is forbidden from withholding the money. V'loima oleich, v'shuv v'mocher etem, yesha itoi. A loiva cannot say to the malva, listen, no, I'll come back, I'll pay you tomorrow. If a loiva has money and the time for a choyv is there, the loiva has a chiyuv to pay back. However, be that as it may, the problem of a loiva having insufficient funds to pay back is a real concern for a malva. I lend him money, and now he has no money to pay back. I'm very limited, not only in just getting my money back, but I can't even go ask the person if he has no money. The Mechaber gives an etzah. He says, "Vibald also the loiva lakachas halva al haitzia shloi letzayach." We know the halacha is a loiva who borrows money is not allowed; he's precluded from taking borrowed money and spending it for the loi letzayach for unnecessary expense. The Sma explains, "Afilu ein kvanosa da haloiva laavdo biyadaim." He may not want to gamble away the money. The loiva may not intend to just, deliberately lose the money. But spending the money where it's not a great necessity, mikri la'abdom, that's called irresponsible use. Sh'abdom mehamalva, because what you're doing is, the loiva knows perhaps he's not going to be able to repay this chayv. Just take money you will not know you can be able to repay and use it for something which is not a pressing need. That's also. You're taking someone's money and using it, that's like Geneva almost. The Mechaber says, im oisekein, a mal, a loiva, a borrower who does that, who is knowingly irresponsible with the malva's money, someone else's money, nikro rosha. That's a rishus. So, zog the Mechaber neitza, ukshamalva makir es haloiva shubal midazu. If the malva recognizes haloiva has this midah, he's not a responsible person, he borrows money freely, lives a high lifestyle and says, oh, I'm sorry, I have no money to pay back. No. Such a person, mutiv shlelelavoisai, it's better not to lend him. It's true, we know. There's a mitzvah sasei deiraisa, Pashas Mishpotim im Kesef Tal Vesami, if you lend money to your friend. Zog Rashi in Chumash, im here doesn't mean if, it means when. You have an obligation to lend. There's a mitzvah that say there is to lend people money, but nonetheless, such a person, who's going to irresponsibly dispose of the money and not have the wherewithal to repay the chayv, to pay the debt, better not to lend him. Rather, what's the other option? Mashiach, you lend him the money. V'tzarech lim lo'iksoi. You're going to have to bother him for the money. V'yavo b'chol pam. And every time you ask him for the money, hello, do you have the money to repay the chayv? You'll be over mishum lo'isiya kanoisha. You'll be over the lav deraisa lo'isiya lekanoisha. So therefore, it's better not to lend such a person if you're going to get yourself in such a situation. The Mechaber continues. Let's say the Malva comes to Basin and he wants to now collect the money from a loiva who claims he has no money to pay. He says a cloud. The Basin have to pass him for him din. They have to say, if it's a valid choiv, you borrowed the money, then you have to replay. Basin is precluded from saying, listen, Reuven is poor. He has no money. Uplayni Osher, and the Malvi is a rich person. He doesn't need the money that he lent him. He has millions of dollars anyway. Why is he bothering this poor person for the chayv back? No. Eil ein merachmei medin. We don't tell a person, have rachmonis din. That's not a mahalach. Basin is mechuyev to make sure if the Malvi comes, they have a duty to help him collect the chayv. Of alcohol ponim, there is a practical problem. If the loiva has no money to pay back, his bank account is empty. So now the loiva, the malva, is very inconvenienced. He has to avoid the person in the street, avoid him in the store. A malva walks into a store, and he sees a loiva waiting in line in the store. Right? Perhaps bread and eggs and cheese, let's say something simple, no luxuries over here. Buying very simple food, and the malva needs to go for the grocery shopping. Oh, but Lechori has a problem. If the loiva cannot pay him back, he's also the galaharis b'fonov. Don't go near him. You have to leave the store. A big inconvenience Lechori for the malva. He's going to shul, dad, and going to a minion, and he sees his loiva is going to the same minion, and the loiva is embarrassed. He knows the malva money. He can't repay him for just because he lost the money through unfortunate cause. It wasn't necessarily his own fault. And he feels embarrassed of the malva. Also, the Harris loy. Find a different minion. You can't daven there if you're going to appear before him. Maybe davening at home is also better. Because davening with a minion, you're not right. There's no mitzvah said the Eraisa. Mashenkin, loy see a lekenoisha is a lab de Eraisa. You can't appear before him. Cause him pain. Because he can't repay you the choiv. Nonetheless, even with this, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Dalet does clear the Shaila. Yibol hu ma'asha yisadru lebal choyv. Do we say misadru lebal choyv? That means there is a concept that although a bal choyv, a loive, may be of insufficient funds to repay a choyv, a debt, but nonetheless there is a din of sidur. We have a halacha of how much a loive is really allowed an asset to hold on to before he's called someone who's ein loy. He really has no money to pay back, and the ha'iser of loy siel kenosha would apply. The Mechaber in Simon Sadi Zayin, Sifchov Gimel, describes in detail exactly how much money we will allow a loyver to hold on to. He says, "Kshigiyaz vana piroin, ubalig vois chayvoy." When the time comes, the Malva lent the loiva, let's say $10,000. He now wants to reclaim the choiv. The loiva has no money. The loiva says, "I'm really sorry, my bank account is empty. I have no money." What do we do? Well, you can't tell him to borrow more money and pay you back. He's not mechuyev to do that. You can't say, "Take a cash advance, write me a check out on your credit card." No. A person is not mechuyev to borrow money to pay back another choiv. That he's not mechuyev to do. But he does have other assets. What are his assets? We'll see. Kate said, "Oimrim l'loiva, you say to l'loiva, have kol hametaltalin, shiyesh l'cha, bring all your possessions. Everything you own, bring to Basin. Everything. V'lo yitzaniach afilu machat echos. Don't even leave over one needle. Nothing. Every single thing you own, you've got to bring to the Basin. Even your forks, knives, spoons, flatware, your plates, pots, pans, everything you own, bring to base, and we're going to evaluate how much it's worth. What's the resale value of all these things? He may claim at home, listen, I have a fridge and my fridge is empty at home. Very good. You have a fridge. Let's bring that to base and we'll sell that possibly. His freezer may be empty. Good. Bring the freezer. If the freezer's full, we've got more food to get rid of. Everything we can bring. We'll bring everything to base and all his possessions. We'll estimate the value of them. And he says, how much can we leave back? Okay, Leiva, the Leiva now has all his assets in Beis Din. He has nothing altogether. We say, okay, Leiva, we'll be fair to you. We're going to give you something back. What do we give him back? We can't leave you penniless. We can't throw you onto the street as a beggar. So we give him mazon shleishim yoim, food for 30 days. That's all. And uksus shneimas achoydesh, clothing for 12 months. That's it. And we also give him mita leishev aleha, a bed, umata, umita, umatza, and also a bed and mattress, and chairs, a chair to sit on, ushar tzarchem mita, and also bed clothing. He needs a bed to sleep on. He's going to have a cushion, and a pillow, and sheets. Horim alishan aleihem. That's it. And that's all he gets. Enough to eat, to dress, and to sleep. Everything else is dispensable. The Malva has a right to liquidate all the nichse haloive, save for these two things, in order to pay back his chayv. So as a matter of practicality, loy siya lekunoyshe will be far removed. Now it could be if the Malva has lent a large sum of money to the loive, possibly more than the value of a person's connected possessions to be, then it could be that the issa will apply. But generally speaking, in small choivas, a few $100, possibly a few $1,000, if we take into account all the possessions of the loiva, his safarin possibly, his furniture, his appliances, his clothing, his shoes, you know, we can leave him one pair of shoes, not even 10 pairs of shoes, 5 pairs of shoes possibly he has. You know, jewelry, certainly, if he has cufflinks, expensive watches, all those things are mechuyev to go to the Malva. The Malva has a right, has a legitimate claim on all those nechosim. So for a loiva to claim, aimly, I don't have any money, and therefore also laharis loy, and you can't appear before me, you have a shav loy siya loy kenoshe, as a matter of practicality, certainly in today's generation of affluence, it's very rochik to find a Malva who has the problem of a pium before a loive, and therefore who would be entitled to go to the loive and not avoid him in the throne and say, listen, you owe me the money. And he will not be over loy sila kenoisha, because a loive does have the wherewithal to repay it from his nechosim at home. The question arises is what's called clothing and what's called mozain. It's interesting, Gemara explains, a person, let's say, owed $1,000. He was wearing a clothing, very expensive clothing. We remove it from him. We say, you're not fitting for this. If the loiva has expensive clothing, although we leave over for the loiva clothing for 12 months, but that's only haru'uya loy. That's only fitting for a person who has indebted and owes people money. We do not allow him to have expensive clothing, or we minimize that. The Haggah on Shulchan Aruch says legabi food, possibly it's not the same. We say, not like a poor person. A poor person may try and minimize his diet. He may take upon himself, listen, I have a family to feed over here. I can't eat expensive food. I'll eat old bread and cheese. Although perhaps cheese is more expensive nowadays, perhaps the old bread and peanut butter. Very cheap and frugal meal. He wants food for his family instead as well. So we say no. When it comes to mozon shleishim yoim, when the malva has to leave all the food for the loiva, it's kibeni shabir, an average person in the city. He says, afal pish ochat chile ko'oni. Even though the person accustomed himself to eating cheap foods, inexpensive foods, nonetheless, he's entitled afterwards to keep or to get fed, or to at least have the asset value of an average person's budget for his dietary needs for a month, which probably would include 3 square meals a day. The Sma explains why. He says, even though he ate originally like a poor person, why? Why would you do that? He doesn't want to spend his whole food budget on himself. So rather than have 3 square meals a day, he'll afflict himself. He'll suffer. He's not going to sit down to a nice hot meal when his children are sitting there starving, looking with hungry eyes at his full plate. He won't do that. He'll make sure they have food as well, and he'll eat less to feed them. But over here now, we're saying, Masadrin, halacha, we only give him minimal amount of chosim. She'ein nois lehem klum. The halacha Masadrin is ish toyubonov and not entitled to anything. Ish toyubonov, a loivis wife and children are not included in the cheshen of Masadrin. Masadrin tells him we leave enough food for the loiva only. The wife and children, too bad. One question, why? Perhaps it's the responsibility of the loiva to feed them. The answer is, yes, certainly it's the responsibility of the loiva to feed them, but it's also the responsibility of the loiva to pay back his malva. And it's not the responsibility of the malva to feed this ish toyubonov, this woman and children, more than everyone else in the city. They're going to have to eat tzedakah. They'll have to take from charity money. So therefore, the malva is not mechuyev in all the charity towards this ish toyubonov. So therefore, we'll say the ish toyubonov, this wife and children, I'm really sorry, go to public funds. Eat from the public funds. The malva is not mechuyev to not claim his choyev to feed you. The loiva is entitled to mozen. The borrower himself is entitled to food, but that's it, ish toyubonov. So therefore, the Sna explains, "Ein sarich lahariv nafshoy bishvil hamalva." We don't obligate the loiva. We say, "Listen, loiva, you're used to peanut butter sandwiches. Carry on. I'll give you enough money for a month's food of peanut butter sandwiches." We don't say that because we say it's true. The loiva would be willing to afflict himself to keep his family fed, but he's not going to afflict himself to keep the loiva well fed. That he's not mechuyev to do. That too much to insist upon a person to do. So therefore, the loiva is entitled to moten shloishim yoim, enough money for 3 square meals a day, and more than that, certainly the malva can reclaim, but less than that, the malva is not allowed to take away from him. Now certainly, if the loiva wants, he has the option to take the money and carry on eating peanut butter sandwiches and give the rest to the ishtoyubonov. That money, the malva is not allowed to reclaim. Oh, but certainly more than the minimal amount of just food for 3 square meals for a month, and minimal clothes and furniture, the chiyuv of a loiva to repay a choiv does extend to almost every other item of possession he owns.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.